Good morning, America. Welcome to Finally Friday, March the 8th, 2024. Bosch Big Show is now on the air, live at 107.1997 FM megahertz. And also on the Bosch app, 1071theboss.com. We are Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. Crew's here. Robbie, Rochelle, Joe, Kermit, Hunter, Nick, and the rest of the crew. Actually, that might just be it. I don't think there's anybody else in the building right
now.
That's it.
I had to turn the lights on myself this morning, come to think of it. Welcome to a Bosch movie music weekend. Everybody pumped up for the Oscars. Does anybody do Oscar parties anymore?
They do them at the theater still, which is kind of fun, where they show them on the big screen.
Yeah, I guess that's fun. People dress up and they have put a red carpet out. Did you read, by the way, that this is the first year, I didn't realize this, this is the first year in the last six, I think it is, that they're actually using a red carpet.
Yeah.
They did a pink carpet the past couple of years because I guess the fashion designers and the people that represent the publicists for the movie stars complained that the...
It clashes with their dress. They did champagne,
And they've had a red... That's a colloquial term, a red carpet. How do you have a pink carpet?
Well, then I know they had one year that they had to change it because it was raining, so they put the tents up, and it just did... I think the tent was green, so they didn't want the red carpet because then it looked like Christmas. I mean, I get it. They take a lot of photos, so if you see that in the photos, that is what it looks like. I do think a red carpet could clash with a lot of things.
But you see a red carpet, you know what it means. It means special event. I mean, everybody knows. And by the way, this is the year of Barbie, right? You'd think this would be the year to have a pink carpet.
They're
back to the traditional red carpet this year for the 96th Annual Awards. Ranker is out with a list. Everybody's debating this morning on the 20 best movies that have won a best picture. Oftentimes people will say the best picture is not necessarily, actually, usually not the most popular film of the year.
Right.
Oh, hardly ever, right?
Right.
Godfather, number one. Schindler's List, Godfather 2, Silence of the Lambs, Casablanca, The Cuckoo's Nest, Lord of the Rings, Rocky, Gladiator, Sound of Music. The ranker list of Americans saying their favorite Oscar-winning movie of all time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with those. Those are good.
Put your money down. What's going to win? Is it Oppenheimer on?
It's Oppenheimer.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think usually whoever wins the other award shows that are leading up to it is the one that wins the Academy as well. And Oppenheimer seems to be the winner. I know Barbie is second, but I don't think it's going to win Best Picture. I do think she may win Best Director, though.
Mm.
That's just a guess, but I don't know. We'll see.
There's a list of interesting facts here about the Oscars also that I found this morning. There has been an Oscar winner named Oscar Hammerstein, the composer.
Okay.
Hmm. Oscars given out during World War II were made of wood because they were trying to preserve metal. That's kind of fun, huh?
Oh.
And they're like worth a fortune.
I was going to say, that would be amazing to see. Or I've never even seen one of those. I'll have to Google it. But to have one of those, can you imagine?
The rapper Eminem and Leo DiCaprio both have the same amount of Oscars. They both won one. He got one for The Revenant, and Eminem got one for his song Lose Yourself.
Mm.
I think that's pretty funny.
Tied with Eminem. And Eminem didn't show up to the Oscars to receive his award.
You know, talking about The Godfather, you know that guy John Cazale who played Fredo in the movie?
Yeah.
He only appeared in 5 movies in his whole career, and he was nominated for an Academy Award for every one of them, both The Godfathers, The Deer Hunter, The Conversation, and Dog Day Afternoon.
Wow.
Isn't that kind of interesting?
That's amazing.
Oh, that's right. He was the Dog Day Afternoon guy.
Fredo. John Cazale, he died at like 40 years old or something horrible. He had cancer, I think, but nominated for all 5 of his roles. That's pretty impressive,
isn't
it?
That's amazing.
Yeah, 5 for 5.
5 for 5. I always wonder what it's like, what's the bathroom like at the Oscars? Because we've had some people on here that we ask them, and who was it that we had on, who was the actor that was on not that long ago? I can't remember who it was, and I asked him what it was like to sit in the Oscars. Is it awkward? And he said it is kind of awkward because everybody's nervous and look at each other.
Oh, it was Julia Roberts.
Oh, Eric Roberts. That's right.
Eric Roberts.
That's right. Eric Roberts said it is awkward, but then I also wonder what it's like at the bathroom. You know, like, do you have to wait in line if you're a big movie star to go use the urinal? You know, like I think of these things because you're sitting there you got to be in line for 2 hours, then you got to sit there for 3.5. Like someone's got to go to the bathroom.
Well, and you got to.
How does that work?
You got to. Yes, absolutely, because it is just a theater, so they didn't change that. And the women are in some of these in these extravagant gowns. They probably, like a wedding dress, need help in the bathroom.
Yeah.
You know, if they're skin tight or if they're the huge ball gowns, you can't just slip in and out of that. So my guess is you either try to hold it or you have a crew of people who are in there helping you while you do that.
If we got invited somehow to go to the Academy Awards, this would be my number one concern, is it? I don't know how the bathroom situation is going to happen. You know,
the guys never have a problem in the bathroom. It's never the guys that have a problem in the bathroom, ever.
No.
They come in and they go out.
I need a private stall. I can't be waiting in line with Leo. You know what I mean?
Oh, jeez.
Anyway, by the way, Ralphie is there. Our man Ralphie is there, and he'll be on with us 8:45 on Monday morning cool. with a recap. He'll tell us about the bathroom scene.
I'm sure he will.
All right. Not a bad morning as you walk out the door, but, you know, not great. I'm ready for summertime. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
On the way this morning on the big broadcast, how about this? Red Pepper's final word of the day for the week, our Mr. Movie Guy, talking about the movies. That'll happen at 8:20 this morning. We got a tote bag, coffee thermos. We'll dig one of those up if you knew. Yesterday's word of the day, and we'll have the Friday one for you. The freak out to officially start the weekend. That'll happen at 8 o'clock. Dumb crook news, fun facts. He said.
She said.
At 7:50, we'll do mom confessions. Ross will have the horrible scope just a couple of minutes here. I'll give you a little clip. We did a Zoom yesterday with a couple of Broadway stars who were doing a Stephen Sondheim play over in Ocean Township, so we'll give you a little snippet of our conversation. We'll do at 7:10, real or fake cereal. Yesterday was cereal day.
Oh,
real
yeah.
or fake cereals for your chance to win Outlaw Music Festival passes. That'll okay. happen at 7:10 this morning. I made up the name of a fake cereal, and we have some real obscure cereals. You tell me real or fake.
Interesting. Okay.
Got to celebrate National Cereal
Day. Of course.
You know
I love cereal. Yeah.
All right. Time now for the CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. Local businesses, organizations, community groups putting on fun events. We share them right here. If you have one, you want to let us know. If you'd like to invite the Boss Roadies to come out to your event, we'd love to do it if we can. Text us, Facebook us, get us at 1071theboss.com, or you get a complete list of events anytime. Here's the parade lineup for the weekend tomorrow. Looks like the rain should be coming in the afternoon, so we should get the parade in. Starts at noon. Ocean County Parade kicks off in Seaside with the Roadies and Joe Nolan riding in that boss van. Then Sunday, the Asbury Park Parade, and it's an early one and a long one. Starts at 11 and runs right till 3 in the afternoon. So it'll be a big day. And don't forget the big St. Paddy's Day fun, Irish breakfast, and then Springsteen on Sunday live at Bar Anticipation. Lake Como, 8 o'clock doors open. St. Paddy's Sunday, March the 17th. Then we move over to the legendary Kelly's in Neptune from 11 to 3 with lots of prizes, concert tickets, center to win, and more. It's Tales at the Tavern. That goes on this Sunday at the Tavern on George Street in New Brunswick. Tavern on George, 5 to 9. Enjoy some food, drinks, and music. And also find out about adoptable dogs and support local pet vendors.
Oh, isn't love that nice? That. Yes, that's great.
You know, have a little pint.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up a pooch. That's what they should call it, is pint and a pooch. But Tales at the Tavern is good, too.
Yes.
Tavern on George, New Brunswick. Edison Municipal Animal Shelter will be there with the doggies. In New Brunswick, check them out on Facebook, Edison Municipal Animal Shelter or Tavern on George for more. 11th Annual Guinness Run in Highlands having their St. Patrick's Day fundraiser. That goes on tomorrow at 2, starting at Off the Hook in Highlands. The contest with the most liquid in their cup at the finish line wins the first place trophy. That sounds fun. All the runners have access to the post-race party as well and complimentary appetizers and Guinness beer.
Oh, that's fun.
Because, of course, Guinness beer.
Of course.
You can check out the town's website. That's highlandsnj.com to sign up. Monmouth County Bridal Show is going on Sunday. Starts at 1 o'clock. Monmouth County Bridal Show will be at the American Hotel in Freehold. Need more information, visit their website, AmericanHotelNJ.com. Of course, they'll have many vendors, just about everything you could possibly imagine, from the dress to the cake to the entertainment to the venue, all of that stuff. Wedding planners, they got it all covered for you. American Hotel in Freehold. They got a nice bar in there,
yes,
too.
They
so
do.
Even
Very
if you just
nice.
Swing by for the event, stop and have a cocktail on your way home. You know, the CBB mostly is places for you to go and have a drink. That's mostly what we've got
yeah,
here for
you. Yeah, that's what we try to do.
And why
least.
Not?
That's
your
right.
friendly local neighborhood CBB, the Community Bulletin Board.
Welcome back to Bloopers and Practical Jokes, State of the Union Edition. Let's take a minute to enjoy some of the hysterical bloopers past presidents have made on their big night. For instance, who could forget when Richard Nixon addressed the nation with his fly open?
Mr. Speaker, my colleagues in the Congress, our distinguished guests, my fellow Americans. They have to do it twice.
Or how about that time President Reagan drank too much soda before his speech?
Govern a great nation as you would cook a small fish. Do not over...
But I think everyone's favorite is the time President Bill Clinton split his pants.
The failure and pain of the Great Depression.
Well, State of the Union address goes terribly wrong. Don't worry. We'll have it next time on Bloopers and Practical Jokes, State of the Union edition. See you then. Bye-bye.
I got to tell you, I am blown away by social media. I really am. I shouldn't be. I know that. But you open up your phone in the morning. I know a lot of people do this first thing. You check the weather. You might check just what's going on. Check the traffic, right?
Sure.
And then I usually open up and see if I got any messages on the Facebook or whatever. It's amazing to me how people simply don't pay attention. That's fine. You know, I'm not asking anybody to go ahead and pay attention and read a whole article. But if you're going to post and put your name to something.
Yeah.
And I know it's a silly thing like Facebook. But if you're going to put your name out there in public for anybody to see, shouldn't you take the time to know what you're talking about?
And absolutely.
I'll give you an example. The other night we had dinner over at the Jimmy Buffett, which is delicious, the Jimmy Buffett restaurant.
So good.
Had a big stack of nachos. Mm-hmm. That's why I like to go in there, and a little margarita, a little frosty margarita. And we're walking out, and they got the gift shop. And I love Jimmy. I miss Jimmy. I love his music.
Yes.
And I get sucked into the gift shop, and I say, well, I don't want to buy a T-shirt or anything, but maybe I'll pick up a little memento from
our tchotchke.
Right, and they had a little sign, a little wooden sign with a tiki on it, and it said, Margaritaville, Tiki Bar's open.
Right.
You know, like the song.
Very cute.
You know, the song, Margaritaville by Jimmy Buffett.
Mm-hmm.
So I posted this and said, hey, got a tiki bar in the office because I hung it up over my desk. Not everybody has been in my office, so I got some concert posters in there, as you might imagine. You know, we play some of the great rock stars of all time. So I get some posters from some, you know, a Bruce show that was here, and Rolling Stone sent us a tour poster for their tour that's coming up. So I got stuff like that hanging. I put the Jimmy Buffett thing up. And I start getting notes from people, how is it that your office allows drinking? Where is this tiki bar? Where do you buy the stuff? How many of it?
Seriously?
Guys, it's from the Margaritaville restaurant. We play the song Margaritaville on the boss. It's a joke. There's no bar in the restaurant. And then I get people that work here who I think they're kidding, saying, oh, really? 5 o'clock? Like, you're kidding, right? You realize there's no bar. It's a Jimmy Buffett sign from a gift shop.
I do think some people are probably joking because it's a joke that you have a tiki bar in your office. But I do know that people...
Someone posted, does the FCC know about this? I hope you're kidding. I'm not sure
that
you're kidding.
I think that's a joke. I do think that's a joke. But there are a lot of people who read the headline of an article and then start commenting on the article. And they didn't read the whole thing. They just checked the clickbait.
Yeah.
And then they're arguing about the clickbait. You didn't read what happened there. And that does make me crazy. I'm like, you don't even know what the story is. You just read the headline. Don't comment unless you read the whole thing.
And also, while many should keep them to themselves, and I know I'm on my soapbox here, but while many should keep their opinion to themselves, everybody is entitled to have one.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
But having said that, you open up your thing this morning, and after the big speech last night, I'd say about half of my comments are, what a moron. What an idiot. And, of course, the other half people going,
the State of the Union.
Yeah, calling the president a moron and an idiot. And then the other people going, Trump is a criminal and all that. None of this is, these are all your opinions.
Those are opinions.
And both of them are rich and successful men.
Right.
So clearly, they're not morons, whether you like them or not.
Neither of them are morons.
So why are you putting your name on something in public for everybody to see when you have no idea what you're talking about? Amazing to me.
Yeah.
We're doomed as a society. And just... And you know what? Maybe I will put a bar in my office because I think I need it. I could go for a frosty margarita right now.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about Clint Eastwood earlier this week. Remember he had the line in the last Dirty Harry movie where he goes, opinions are like buttholes. Everybody's got one. Only he said a-holes, not buttholes, but you get the idea. I love me some Clint Eastwood.
So. How can you not?
Idiots. Here's a poll out this morning. Kind of an idiotic thing. Vanity license plates. 14% of people say they have one right now. 32% say they would like to get one. You ever had a vanity license plate? You know, a plate that's got some kind of goofy something on it?
No, I never wanted to pay extra for it.
Mm. I believe you can add. Oh, you've got two of them right now?
Yep.
I don't think you have one on your main card, do you? I don't think so.
Yeah, mine is the New Jersey Devils plate. It's got a Devils logo on it.
Okay.
You have to pay $50 a year for.
Well, I guess that's a good point. When I was thinking of vanity plate, I was thinking that it had like a word instead of a number letter combination.
Right. You know,
Mary Ann's, I'm not going to say what it is, but Mary Ann's is.
She's got a little phrase on there?
Yeah. Well, not a phrase. It's
a nickname, a number, or something.
And a name.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, got that. Yeah.
But that's on her Jeep. So that one's more. I think that one's like $60 a year.
Yeah, you have to pay for that every single year, right?
Every year. Yeah, every year you got to pay for it. And you got to pay for the plate, too. Because in New Jersey, when you get a new car, the plate's just kind of, the actual physical plate, they don't charge you for. They charge you registration, title, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But the plate, they don't charge you for. But once you get special ones, they do.
I asked, I didn't pay for it, but I asked, because I don't know, maybe this is not a thing. You know, up in Boston, where I grew up, I not really. That's not really where I'm from.
Well, but they don't have real motor vehicle laws up there anyway, the way those people drive.
I mean, really, Boston, no one. Everybody has a sailboat because we're all Bushes and Kennedys, you know. We're all rich.
Definitely.
Rich hoity-toity people.
Yeah.
But I remember there was a little thing where you could request a letter number combination. Not a phrase, but a letter number combination.
Right.
So I had my initials, RB, on there. and then a number. Oh, I don't know what the number was, just random, but the RB was, and I had that for a long time. And then I bought a car in a different state, and it's a long story. And they were like, there was a fee to switch. And I was like, well, I'll just change my registration to this state because I'm doing a radio show here. And it was a whole thing. And I lost the plate. And I'll tell you, I wouldn't keep me up at night, but it's a regret because I thought it was so neat to have my initials. And not everybody, you know, didn't have Robbie on it. So if you're just seeing me on the road, you wouldn't know it was me, but I knew.
Right.
So
right.
I feel, and it was free. It wasn't like I was paying for a vanity plate. So I feel regretful about that. I didn't let it go.
That's fair.
But what are you going to do?
A former friend of mine had his license plate with his initials on it. And it was fine. No problem. He's driving around. And then he unfortunately started to have a bit of a problem with the bourbon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he got pulled over the first time. And the cops, because they saw the license plate, he used to get pulled over all the time because they knew the plate. They'd see the plate. Oh, there's the drunk. Let's go get him.
No.
There's the drunk. Let's get him. That's terrible.
No, it's good. Good for the cops. That's what they should have done.
Yeah, but what if he wasn't drunk? They pulled him over and hassled him. You know,
he shouldn't have been drunk in the first time.
Well, that's true. That's true.
But yeah, so he got rid of him finally. Just, they see my plate. They just pulled me over.
See, I don't like to be known anywhere. I have a million different last names. When you call my phone, it's just my phone number. I don't have a real message on there, so I can, deniability. nobody knows where I live. I have 800 different addresses, so I certainly don't want a vanity plate that's going to distinguish who I am.
Listen, I wish I was drinking right now, to tell you the truth.
You should see the mail that comes to this house. Talk about last names. Because we have Marianne's old last name, we have Marianne's old married name, we have my name, and we have all of her kids' names.
Yep. Yeah.
So the mail that comes here comes three different last names.
Yep. How about the three ex-wives? You get all them coming too?
No, good.
We don't.
I didn't get anything from them, thank God.
We don't need that.
We don't need that.
All right.
I'll open this credit card.
Don't put any ideas in their air.
Well.
Yes, they'd like to open a MasterCard.
That's right. And hopefully it has a high percentage yield.
That's right.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Well, and illegal.
Yeah, and probably 15 to 20,
But,
Hey, if you get away with it, it's
only
good.
If you get caught. Yeah,
call Brandon
J.
Broderick. He'll take care of you. Don't worry.
just until you get caught.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you a question. Are you having a week? At least you're not in the same predicament as these people, taken into custody by the law, handcuffed, processed, and held behind bars in the orange jumpsuit. Ladies and gentlemen, time once again for Dumb Crook News. We have our crack team of researchers search the police blotters from sea to shining sea, north, south, east, west, across the pond, across the border. For these stories of your award-winning fellow citizens, Dateline, just up the road to Glassboro.
Oh.
Here in a great Garden State, PD in Glassboro, NJ, have nabbed a suspect they believe they've been trying to identify for a few days as the Pickle Bandit. He walked into a store and dunked his head in a vat of pickles.
Oh, my God.
Before stealing a jar. It's apparently some sort of social media thing. He was filming himself when he did it. Can't go putting your head in pickles.
No, you cannot.
And then you certainly can't walk out with the pickle jar. Oh, I dunked my head in it. I guess I'll just keep it. The guy has since come forward and admitted that it was him. It's unclear what charges he might face, though. Cost of the jar of pickles, $52.
Whoa, that's a lot of pickles.
Police revealed his identity and posted on the social media page for the Glassboro, New Jersey Police Department. We certainly relish the community's help in bringing attention to the Pickle Bandit.
I see what they did there. I see there was a pickle pun.
So far, that's right, it was a pickle
pun. It's a pickle pun.
So far, there have been no charges. We'll keep you on top of this very important story affecting our friends and neighbors here across the state. We'll get the Murphy administration right on that.
You better.
Let's go north of the border to Ontario, Canada. Oh, Canada. A guy was paid by a website, an online streaming service, to drive his car off a dock and into 12 feet of water. Well, he was detained by police. Here's the tow truck driver, Danny Valliers, talking about recovering the vehicle in a strange situation.
Oh, no.
12 feet of water over top of the car. How was I going to get in there? I'm not a diver. I'm not a professional diver. I don't know how to dive. Plus, the weather, the coldness. I would have got hypothermia if I jumped in last night to get it.
Sure.
Basically, that car would have jammed everybody up for the day. They would have lost money. And all because of what? To have your face on YouTube? really?
Man, that's the angriest Canadian I've ever heard.
Usually well, he's not so happy.
They're so nice about everything. That guy sounds pissed.
He is pissed. He does not want to go into the cold, icy Canadian waters to dig this guy out, yeah. And I understand that.
I feel like he's an expat. That's just it's awfully grumpy for a Canadian.
Probably.
He should start his own YouTube channel, The Grumpy Canadian.
That's hilarious.
Hey, let me ask you a question. You want to drive your car into 12 feet of water? Yeah, I'll do it. I'll get a new one. Sure.
Oh, God.
This is Dumb Crick News. Two California teens are in trouble. Our dateline to Los Angeles. They were caught breaking into and vandalizing the new Intuit Dome, which is under construction. You may have heard they're building another stadium out there. They then posted the video on TikTok.
You're doing it for the likes. And, you know, you're going to lock yourself into the gym.
You have a moment of TikTok greatness followed by a little bit of misery. And so we don't play around with these things.
Yeah, we just broke into a construction site. Not like we drove our car into 12 feet of water.
Neither are good. Don't do either of those things.
The teens are from nearby Inglewood, which is in Southern California. That was Mayor James Butts, by the way.
James Butts?
Mayor Butts is on the case.
That's not the name you want.
He's butting right into the business.
You think he would have changed his name knowing he was going into politics?
Vote Butts, will you?
Right.
I tell you what, I'll make a donation. I'm Team Butts.
It's memorable, I suppose.
Let's go out to Denver, Colorado. Police there got a call about a burglary in progress last Thursday night, 4 o'clock in the morning. Ended up arresting a suspect right in the middle of sitting on the throne.
Oh.
Going number two.
That's not good.
They apparently tracked him back to his place with the help of a drone. Here's the chest cam footage from the police.
Like the police, show me your hands. Hands up. Hands up. Stand up. Stand up. Walk this way. Walk towards me. Keep your hands up. Stop there. Stop
right
there.
Oh my gosh.
The SWAT team breaks in and he's just sitting there reading the newspaper, taking a dump.
I don't know what's worse, the guy who's being caught or the people who have to arrest him while he's on the toilet. I mean, yeah. Do you let him wipe? Do you let him pull up his pants? What do you do?
Well, they apparently started cuffed him before they let him do anything. So
yeah,
I wouldn't have even finished.
Well, what's he going to say? Excuse me, officer, can you please hold on so I can finish?
Man, he's having a bad day, isn't he?
Not a good day.
These police also decided to have some fun with the situation. They posted that body cam footage for the public and the media.
Yeah.
And said, we caught a burglar in a poopy situation.
Ew.
Don't let it happen to you, kids.
Ew, gross.
I love between the guys that write those funny messages for the DOT and the police, yes, Facebook pages. There's some creative people. This is who we should be hiring for the next generation of morning shows. They all have a punny sense of humor.
Probably.
All right, we'll wrap it up with two stories from Texas. You know where everything's bigger, don't you?
Texas.
A thief in North Texas stole what's described as a large sum of money from an armored truck. A classic crime, if you will.
Yeah.
A classic heist. And he also stole a pair of slacks. Happened outside an ATM in broad daylight. An unknown man jumped the driver of a Brink security armored truck, showed him he had a gun. The driver got down to the ground, gave up the money, but he also stole the driver's pants.
Oh, my God.
The man was described as wearing beige khaki slacks. To make the situation even more bizarre, all of this is caught on security cam footage from the truck. The man had difficulty getting his pants off when the thief demanded them. The thief then helped him pull his pants off.
What?
Removing his underpants by mistake. Police are still looking for the man that made off with the armored truck and the khakis.
And the khakis.
I'll tell you what, that guy is probably much more upset that he's caught bare ass on the sidewalk.
Probably.
He lost his pants and his truck.
He probably has insurance for the truck, but that is embarrassing just to be standing out there without your pants. And he couldn't get them off.
You're like, never going to hear the end of that.
Never, ever.
You might
ever
as well switch careers going to witness protection program. Because your buddies down at UPS are never going to let you live that one down.
Poor guy.
We'll end in Dallas. A man there facing charges after assaulting a convenience store employee, crashing his truck into the building because the beer fridges were locked.
Oh, my gosh.
This is Officer Abigail Velasquez Dominguez.
An individual had gone into the store and went towards the refrigerators where the alcohol was at. He became upset when he found out that the refrigerator was locked. He went over to talk to an employee and allegedly he struck an employee, assaulted the employee.
Wow.
And exited the store, got onto his pickup truck, and crashed into the convenience store.
First name Abigail, that's interesting.
Yeah, for a man it is, yeah.
I guess Texas is a blue law, one of 28 states that have a law that require the stores to stop selling beer and alcohol between midnight and 6 a.m. So in the middle of the night, you can't buy booze.
Yeah, you just crash into it. You'll
so
be fine.
So the stores put a chain, some grocery stores that sell liquor out in other parts of the country will do this where they just put like a towel over the beer section.
Right, so you know what I'm saying? To go in there.
But this
yeah.
guy didn't want to hear it, so he's like, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll ram my truck.
Very smart idea.
That'll
Great
do it.
Great idea.
That'll get me my natty.
Yeah.
Dumb Crook News with a weekend outlook. live and direct via satellite hookup from Casa de Ross Britton. Here he is with the Horrible Scopes, Ross Britton.
Aries, today's Mercury and Neptune alignment encourages you to allow things to unfold naturally.
Wow.
It's not the time to rush decisions.
No.
Still, it can be a time of sudden and possibly golden new ideas. Mm. Your imagination is in full swing, and you can find something that inspires you.
Four.
Taurus, Mercury aligns with Neptune in your social sector today, sparking beautiful ideas or conversations about or with friends. Mm. You might instinctively seek ways to loosen up and relax today as you have a stronger need to escape the pressures to perform or produce.
Loosey-goosey.
Gemini, the Mercury-Neptune conjunction today can be a time of inspiration as you bring more creativity, color, and imagination to your goals or communications.
Right.
Do watch the tendency for people around you to interpret your words through the lens of wishful thinking.
Don't go to Neptune, though, will you?
Cancer, fantasy and imagination can impact your decision-making today as Mercury and Neptune meet in your spirit sector.
Wow.
It's a powerful transit for dreaming and visualizing what you want, although the practical side of things may need some attention later. Leo, there's highly creative energy available to you, and today's Mercury-Neptune alignment helps build your faith in a relationship or your dreams.
Wow.
The day can stir up all kinds of interesting ideas and desires, and it's a good time for a new perspective or spiritual pursuits.
How about that?
Virgo, today can be a time of intriguing conversations or inspiring thoughts and fantasies, enhanced by letting your imagination loose.
Honka.
Inspiring energy is with you for a love relationship or creative partnership, and you're more in touch with your creativity today.
Oh.
Libra, the Mercury-Neptune alignment today reminds you of the benefits and rewards of your work, efforts, and routines. Work can be fun if you're allowed some room for creativity.
Bob.
Helping others find the information they need can also be rewarding now.
I'm just kidding, of course.
Scorpio, while today may not be a time for getting definite answers, there's enough activity, interest, and intrigue that you can't help but enjoy yourself.
I see.
You can find yourself in a great position to calm down and unwind, especially through special projects or a special person.
Or shut up.
Sagittarius, today's energies are strong for your creative mind. There's good energy for sorting out problems, and it's likely to be an interesting day for all things family and home. And your imagination is very much involved with your thinking processes.
Good housekeeping.
Capricorn, communications and thoughts can be especially inspired today as Mercury and Neptune meet in your solar third house.
Well, fine.
You can sell your ideas more easily, and you might seek unique ways to express yourself. This can be an imaginative, original time. Aquarius, today's Mercury-Neptune alignment encourages you to tap into your intuition and make it work for you.
Make it work.
You can find yourself especially attracted to objects, activities, and projects that are uniquely beautiful and imaginative now. And you may very well discover something inspiring.
Objects.
And finally, Pisces, today's Mercury-Neptune alignment in your sign suggests you're leading the way with a calm, understanding approach.
Finally.
At the same time, Mercury rules your partnership sector, and a significant person in your life can agree with you or, in some way, is very much in your corner. And those are your Friday Horrible Scopes.
It's like all the NASA geeks say, Mercury rules.
Yes.
Thank you, Ross.
Here it comes, the last day of the week. I get the feeling you want to leave your office seat. Hey, hey, it is Friday, and every time Friday's around, I start getting busy drinking and putting those cold beers down. Hey, hey, it is Friday, hit happy hour downtown, time to celebrate the big weekend, now that Friday's around.
Today at 3 o'clock, we will kick off the Boss Movie Music Weekend. We love doing this. Mm-hmm. We like these special weekends we put together now and again. We did a Beatles one last month for the big 60th anniversary of the Beatles.
Super fun.
Well, it's the Oscar weekend, so we'll have all songs from the movies. All different movies from all different eras. You know, you have Top Gun and American Pie and Robin Hood and all kinds of stuff. So
that's really fun.
Big shout out to our music director, Tom Farinaro, who spends a lot of time. He really needs a life, to be honest with you. But he spends a lot of time thinking of every possible hit song from every movie. And he even thinks about songs that aren't, you know, from the movie, but they were used in the movie.
Right.
So you think of them when you watch the movie.
Mm-hmm. Very smart.
Yep. So Tom put together that whole list, so I'm sure it'll be good. And that all kicks off this afternoon at 3 and runs all Oscar weekend long here on The Boss. This weekend also, you got the daylight savings time going on because we're still doing this nonsense, apparently, where we lose an hour of sleep. It is spring ahead this weekend.
I'm grateful for the sun being out earlier.
Right.
And I know in the summer the sun will stay out later, too, and that's great. But losing an hour of sleep is just a nightmare. It's a nightmare, and I think that there's a statistic that says that the Monday after that day, the hospital's rates go up, the crashes go up. I mean, it's dangerous. We cannot lose an hour of sleep.
Now, what does this go back to? Good productivity, like 70 years ago or something, the idea was that we're supposed to get, it's better for farmers to have more time. Which, listen, I understand, but come on, there's got to be.
They just need to do it and leave it alone. Whatever we decide, stop giving me an hour and taking an hour away. Just leave it alone.
I like how losing an hour of sleep is a nightmare. So
it is a nightmare.
While you are sleeping, you'll have nightmares about losing an hour of sleep.
It's stressful. And then the Monday after, you're stressed because am I going to wake up on time? Am I late? Did I change all my clocks? Ugh.
Imagine how Bonehead feels over here. Kermit comes in, does the late night shift on the weekend.
Yeah.
We make him work a weekend shift part of his deal. He loses an hour of pay.
Oh, yeah.
Because it goes right from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock. There's no 2 a.m. on Sunday morning. That's the way they do it.
That's crap.
Yeah. At least they do it in the middle of the night. Wouldn't it be weird if you're in the middle of the day, all of a sudden it's noon, and then it's 3 o'clock? That'd be depressing.
It's just stressful to me. Sunday goes by way too fast because you lost that hour, and then you have to go to bed, and you want to stay up until 11, 12 o'clock at night because you're not used to it. It's a nightmare. Just leave it alone.
Well, happy spring ahead, baby. Happy spring ahead. Spring cleaning, big this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
New study out of Reader's Digest. You know me, I never go anywhere without my Reader's Digest. They found that Wyoming and Vermont will do the most spring cleaning. Alaska comes in dead last because, you know, apparently there's nobody up there, right? What are they doing?
It's too cold to clean.
Snow's still frozen.
To visit.
The national average, 34 minutes. People spend about 34 minutes doing spring cleaning. That's it? That's it.
I spent 34 minutes scrubbing the microwave yesterday. 34 minutes.
Yeah. Well, you had like a practical joke played on you by somebody. I feel like when the cat's home alone all day, he must be unscrewing the caps because you had one of those deals where the salt shaker, the top of it just mysteriously came off and there was a mound of salt on top of dinner the other night.
A nightmare. I went to go turn it over to shake it. And when I lifted it up, the little cork that's on the bottom of the salt shaker, and this is a Crate and Barrel salt shaker that we got as a wedding gift. This should not happen. And when I lifted it up, the salt went everywhere and I had just filled the stupid thing.
Well, it's like someone playing a prank on you. You know, people do this sometimes, teenagers to be jerks. You go into like a diner or a 7-Eleven or something, you know, where you sit with them, I don't know, wherever they have a little tape and they unscrew the tops and leave them so people don't realize. The next guy comes, sits at the booth, and it's pepper or salt all over his food.
And of course, it didn't only get all, on all of our food, but it was all over
the oven top.
The oven top. Yeah. So I had to take all the pieces off of the oven and scrub the oven, and I've just vacuumed it up. I put the vacuum cleaner right on the oven and sucked it out. But what a nightmare.
That
took me 35 minutes.
I was going to say, it took me a good 30 to do the, my job was the emptying the dishwasher, which is the bane of my existence. And here's why. Because the dishes, no problem. The utensils, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the rogue little pieces. I mean, these things, I don't know what they are. I don't know where they come from. It's a top to some thermos. You have this thing you use to make smoothies. It's got these razor blades. I mean, it's a hazard to my health.
I actually have a video of you unloading the dishwasher at one point, which I cannot play on air because there's a lot of expletives in it. But I really need to cut it up and censor it so I can play it because the way that you are whining about emptying the dishwasher is just hysterical.
And then I don't once you get it done, then you got to load it because inevitably we've left some sinks in the, left some dishes in the sink.
Yes.
Because we take an extra day to unload the dishwasher. So then to go and put stuff in the dishwasher, I got all those gross, you know, plates that have been sitting there for a day that I got a little hunk of ketchup left, and I'm like, ew. And then, you know, and then I get all girly, like, ew, you know. Oh God, I just hate the dishwasher.
I gotta post this video. I have to edit it and post it.
Let me tell you something else. If we ever build our own house from scratch someday, mm-hmm. which is right. would be a dream. I'd love to do that, you know, somewhere warm, somewhere in the future, right? I would like to install the dishwasher at eye level, like the microwave. Because, listen, I'm over 6 feet tall. That's another thing. I mean, I'm out of breath bending over. You know, it's like pulling my back out to bend
You're
down.
You're out of breath walking down the hallway.
Well, that's true, but...
Yeah.
It would make it a lot easier if the thing was at eye level, so I'm not hunched over as well.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah.
I guess it could be a little higher, but if it was at your eye level, I wouldn't even be able to touch it. Yeah,
but think about it. Why do they put the microwave at eye level? Because it's convenient to use, to punch the button, put your food in there. Why does the oven top right there at chest level so you can, you know, be using your pot and pan? Why does this thing have to be on the freaking floor? You know what I mean? That's bad construction is what that is.
There's got to be a reason for it.
Yeah, it's probably to do with plumbing, would be my guess.
Because that's where the water line is.
Water level. Yeah. Water levels and all that. Yeah, probably. I don't know. That's a good. You know, it's one of those things you got to ponder all day long now.
But I'm sure there's a way to jerry-rig it. If you pay the plumber enough, he can just move the pipe up.
Sure.
And if you're building it from scratch. And wouldn't that be great just to pull it out there at eye level and load him in? That'd be great.
I mean, again, but it would be hard because your eye level is a foot higher than my eye level. So if I'm loading, you know, a plate or a glass in there, I have a better chance of breaking it because now I'm lifting up rather than putting down.
Let me tell you another brilliant move. This is absolutely true. I had a summer where my sister lived with me when she was in, she was just starting out. She did an internship in the city, right? And I don't know what the problem was, but something was not right with the dishwasher. And she really wanted this one thermos to bring on the train to go to work.
Yeah.
And she used a blow dryer to dry it down. Like, why didn't you just use
a towel?
That's right. She's like, I don't know. I couldn't find one. So she's doing her hair, using a blow dryer and dried her. So there you go. Who needs a dishwasher when you use
this
a hair dryer?
This is a sign that you and your sister were so pampered as children that you did not think to just use a dish rag. Like, you guys never did dishes as children because what an absurd thing to do.
Yep.
You just use a hand towel to dry.
She's like, I don't know, I couldn't find one. So
what?
I used my blow dryer.
How about a paper towel? That's a paper towel?
I don't know. Terrible. You know me, I never bought paper towels.
Oh,
never
my
thought
God.
To. These are things I never thought to buy.
Also, she's putting liquid in it. Why does she have to dry it?
I mean, when I go to the supermarket, I'd be like Jack Daniels whipped cream and butter. You know, like I never thought to buy anything else. But
oh my God.
Well, we'll talk food. We'll do a little real or fake cereals. We've never done that before. It's cereal day, so we'll do real or fake cereals. We've never done this exactly this way before. We do real or fake. Now, we've done real or fake Florida headlines. We've done, is this really a strip club or a learning center? We've done all kinds of stupid stuff. This is pretty good, though. Real or fake cereals today, celebrating cereal day. So I have some obscure cereals that are real and then a couple of goofy names that I made up.
Okay.
So it'll be up to you to get two out of three correctly. For example, Joe, you're going to like this one. Poop Like a Champion. P-O-O-P, Poop Like a Champion. Is that a real or fake cereal?
That's got to be fake, right?
Yeah, like, that's got to be something you made up.
Nope, that's a real cereal.
Really?
It's available at GNC. It's from a health company for people that are regular.
They put the word poop on a box?
Put it right there. You know, they're not shy about it. They're telling you what it's for.
Gross.
How about Fruity Booties? Real or fake? Fruity Booties.
I'll say that's real.
I'm going to say fake.
Yeah, Rochelle is right.
Okay.
That's a fake when I made that up.
It sounds better than Poop Like a Champion, though.
Yeah, really.
You got to get two out of three. Phone line's wide open here. 732-774-4444. Playing for passes to the Outlaw Music Festival. That's going to happen at PNC Bank Arts Center June 30th with Bob Dylan, Willie Nelson, Robert Plant. Rock and roll royalty right there, no doubt about it. Let's go right to line one. Good morning. It's your boss.
Hi.
Hi there. Who is this?
Aaron,
we're going to play a little real or fake cereal, and you're playing for passes to the Outlaw Music Festival. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
All right, good. How's your day going so far?
Going all right. On my way to work.
Oh, good. Okay. So I'll give you the name of a cereal, and it could be one that's real, just an obscure cereal maybe you've never heard of, or it could be fake. Could be I made it up because we're celebrating Cereal Day. You got to get two out of three correct to win. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Punch Crunch. Real or fake cereal? Punch Crunch.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds real.
Yep. He's absolutely right. That is
really?
A real cereal. Captain Crunch with a pink hippo. It's a different flavor of Captain Crunch.
Wow.
It's a pink hippo on the cover.
I knew my cereals. I've never heard of any of these.
Punch Crunch. All right, here we go for the win. Nom, nom, nom. Nom, nom, nom. Real or fake cereal, Aaron?
Sounds real, but I want to say fake.
Yeah, that is fake.
Nice
I made
job.
That up. Nice job, my friend. You got Patches Outlaw Music Festival June 30th, PNC Bank Arts Center. That's going to be a blast. We'll get you on the guest list,
right.
Okay? All right, hang in the line. Don't hang up. We'll get all your info, okay?
Okay.
All right, there you go. He made that look easy. You want a couple more of these?
Yeah, I do.
Booty Pops. Real or fake? Booty Pops.
Fake.
No, that's a real one.
Really? Booty Pops?
How about Freakies?
Real.
Yep, those are real.
That sounds like a Halloween cereal.
Crunchy good. Sounds real to me.
I'm going to say fake.
Yep, you're right. That's fake. I made that up. Well, nice job.
Bad marketing team.
Aaron on his way. I'll tell you what I'd like to try is the Fruity Booties.
The Fruity Booties.
Fruity Booty.
Poop like a champ is. I got to find
That's real.
I got to find
It's a real health food.
Hilarious.
Yeah, they're just honest with you. You're regular, poop like a champion.
Normally, they just say high in fiber.
Nope. Let me ask you a question. You got a problem? Here you go.
They went
poop
right
like
to
a champion.
I love
That's it. You'll be like the Wilt Chamberlain of pooping. Real or fake? Time now for hashtag mom.
Confessions.
Come on, buddy. Let's go potty. Every morning we hear from moms, we search that hashtag and we share them about 7:29:20. Just like this.
At Sourworms, Sarah said, "You're going to miss this," I whisper to myself as I'm shot in the butt with Nerf gun while unclogging the toilet.
Well, that sounds like a fun day, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's a bunch of laughs right there, sure.
Yep. Brianna Marie said, "Every picture I have of my two-year-old is of him walking toward the camera asking if he can see the picture."
That never changes.
Let me see.
One more.
And Natalie Young said, "My three-year-old referred to her coat pockets as snack holes." And now this is what I shall forever call them.
I got a couple of people I call snack holes to tell you the truth.
Snack holes.
Hashtag mom.
Confessions.
Every morning, 7:29:20. Send one in. You might hear yours right here. Fast Five, fun facts, birthdays, all coming right up.
Daylight Saving Time presents 1 hour into the future. Congratulations. By utilizing spring forward technology, you have successfully traveled 1 hour into the future. Here you'll find life is much different. Everyone has a flying car, a lunar vacation home, a sexy robot girlfriend, and the planet is controlled by a race of evil machines that live off human body heat for electrochemical energy. Enjoy your 6-month stay here in Future World. And remember, returning to the past with sports scores, lottery numbers, and stock tips is strictly prohibited.
All right, time now for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big old trending stories. Thought you needed to know. Be in the know from number 5 to number 1. We shall count down momentarily. Reminder also to stay in touch with us on all the socials at Robbie and Rochelle Radio, at 107.1 The Boss, including a little interview we just did with two of the stars, Graham and Talia, of a new show opening this weekend, Sunday in the Park with George. It's originally a Broadway show from Stephen Sondheim, you know, the guy that did Send in the Clowns?
Yes.
It's going to be at the Axelrod Performing Arts Center opening night tomorrow night, and we'll get the complete Zoom video up there of our interview, but we talked to them a little bit about doing this musical. Here's a clip of that.
Ever put on the albums in the car and just belt them out and sing along to your favorite musical?
Occasionally, yeah. Don't lie about that. Occasional belting in the car.
Yeah, right now I'm saving my voice as much as I can, but that's traditionally, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm sure the espresso is good for those vocal cords. That looks good.
I was kind of distracted the whole thing. He was he's making himself an espresso while we were talking, and all I could think about is how much I wanted one. So look for that up there. That's in Ocean Township this weekend, Sundays in the Park with George. Just one more reason to follow us at Robbie and Rochelle Radio on all the socials, at 107.1 The Boss. Now, ladies and gentlemen, in my hand, the envelope, hermetically sealed, kept in the Kung Fu Panda's dojo since noon yesterday. Nobody knows he's here and contain facts that are fun, things you don't really need to know. We just thought you'd like to know. It's Fun Fact Friday!
Woo!
These are fun facts. Facts that are fun.
Sometimes.
Redheaded people need about 20% more anesthesia than other people with other colors of hair. Their gene mutation for red hair also affects the body's pain tolerance.
Really?
Meaning they feel more pain. Poor little Raggedy Ann and Andy.
That's really interesting.
Redheaded people. You got freckles, you got more pain.
That's very, very strange.
The oldest paycheck that's ever been found is from 3000 BC in a city called Uruk in the Middle East. The person was paid in beer. Sounds like a good gig to me. That sounds pretty sweet. We call our grandparents brothers and sisters, great uncles and great aunts. Our grandparents,
brothers and sisters,
great uncles, great aunts.
Oh, right,
but technically, that would be incorrect. We're supposed to call them grand uncles and grand aunts.
Really?
A little etiquette snob. Yeah, grand aunt.
I don't like that.
This is my granduncle.
No, I don't like that.
And now entering the room, my grandaunt.
That seems weird.
Or grand aunt, depending where you're from.
Yes.
Bananas are curved because they fight gravity to grow towards the sun. Well, don't we all? Hello.
That's it. I didn't know that either. Wow. Okay. They're curved.
Fighting gravity, you see?
A little to the left.
Yep. Because they're curved just the right way.
Yeah. That's perfect shapes.
That's what you need right there.
Yeah.
The word bimbo originally described a man who wasn't that smart, but it has evolved to describe a promiscuous woman since the 1920s, the flappers era. So you can blame the flappers for the term bimbo.
Thanks, flappers.
Yeah, that's right. See here, ladies. God. You all have screwed it up for the rest of us here.
I think we should go back to using it for a man.
Yeah.
I like that better.
Hey, Kermit, you're a bimbo. Well, Kermit is a bimbo, so that really actually...
Works both ways.
Come to think of it, yeah. Well, so does he. So there you go.
Gross.
Time now for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Here we go. Number five. Whoever manufactures a pool cover like this has a very fine product. And that is a pain if you have a pool to put that cover on and fasten the hitch.
Yes.
This happened in Georgia. A woman loses control of her Toyota Corolla, crashes through a fence into a swimming pool, but the pool still got the cover on, you know, because it's March.
Oh.
And the thing is so sturdy, the car didn't sink into the pool, didn't fall into the pool or into the water.
It held a car?
Held the car. So police are called. Police get there and are able to rescue the woman. Here's a little bit of the call to the police after this happens.
Somebody just rammed through the pool fence in a car, and there's a covering over the pool, so he's not sinking. I don't know how long the covering's going to hold.
There's a body cam video.
Come on. Let's go.
So, I mean, there's a little water rising. You know, your feet are getting a little wet, but it held the car. What does a car weigh? About 2 tons?
At least.
That's amazing. Toyota Corolla getting it done.
How are they going to get that out? They have to get a crane or something?
No, I think they can just put a hitch and, you know, because they already broke down the fence. Yeah, just back up a tow truck to the hole in the fence, pull the car right out because it didn't sink. It didn't go into the pool. It's just.
That's amazing.
It's just sitting there. Maybe the water is a little frozen. You know, parts of Georgia do get cold, so.
You need to write an Amazon review. That's like the best review ever.
Every pool cover I've ever seen, the thing is the tarp is falling apart after the first weekend.
You pull it just a little bit, it rips in half.
So I don't know where they bought this, but man, that is like an alien substance.
That's great.
Number four, here's a guy. He's suing the government, suing the federal government. I'm not making this up. For $9 million in damages, he got into a snowmobile crash with a parked Black Hawk helicopter.
Oh, my God.
A couple of years ago.
What?
Lawyers for Jeff Smith, the guy in the snowmobile, say that the military shouldn't have parked a well-camouflaged military helicopter.
Oh, it was camouflaged.
On a rarely used airstrip. He was on a ski loft, which I guess was next to an airstrip. He accidentally got off the trail, and he's skiing. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's pulling a Sonny Bono, you know what I mean? And they got a Black Hawk camouflaged, and this bimbo doesn't even see it.
Well, it was really well camouflaged, I guess.
So I say the military is doing their job, but here we go.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
That's his companion, Jeff Smith's companion, who was skiing with him that day. I witnessed the crash into the camouflage Black Hawk down.
That one's tough because if it was really that camouflage.
Yeah, and also he's the one that went off the trail. And got lost.
That's true. He went off the trail.
I can't believe that they're allowing a ski lot to operate right next to an airstrip or the...
Yeah, that seems dangerous.
Like, what is going on there?
That seems very dangerous.
That's like an episode of Magnum P.I., you know?
I don't know. He may have a case there, though. I don't know.
$9 million.
I don't know. That's tough.
Sonny Bono into the Black Hawk.
That's not nice.
Isn't it nice that at least once a week I'm able to somehow reference the terrible fate of Sonny Bono?
It's not nice.
I don't know why that amuses me.
It's just too soon.
It's too soon. It's not nice at all. I like Sonny and Cher. I don't know why I do this. I wouldn't stand for it if I were. Number three. We had the story yesterday. Dakota Johnson was interviewed and acknowledges that her Madam Web movie might be the worst movie ever made.
Right.
Well, here's some good news for Dakota. She and Chris Martin, Stinky Chris from Coldplay, reportedly engaged after 6 years. I didn't know until just now that they were even together.
Oh, you didn't? No. Yeah, they've been dating for a while.
She's got to be much younger than him, right?
He's 10 years or so, I think. Maybe less.
Got to be more than that. What is she, like 25?
She's like 36.
Because he's pushing 50, 52, isn't he?
Let's see. How old is she?
Because Coldplay's been out for a long time now.
She's 34.
How old is Chris Martin?
Let's see.
He's got to be in his 50s.
No, I don't think. He's like 40. He's 47.
All right. Well, I take it back.
Yeah. Not that big of an age difference. Why did you?
No. I don't know. I'm talk about your great aunt. I'm at the family get together going, can you believe he's dating a young girl? Should he not mature a little bit? Anyway, two of them reportedly engaged after 6 years together. And Chris's ex, Gwyneth Paltrow, says she is friends with Dakota, thinks it's great.
Well, good for them. That's great.
They were together for 11 years, and you remember they broke up. They said it was a conscious uncoupling when
yes,
they broke
I
up.
Yes, I do remember that. So, that was a weird thing that they did there. I don't know. I could see them being in like a throuple. Honestly.
How would you feel if a friend of yours decided she was going to start, and she tells you, she's like, listen, I really like your ex. I'd like to date him. I hope we can still be friends. This has nothing to do with you and me. How would you feel about that?
I guess I'd be like, he's your problem now. That's really what you want to do. Go for it.
I would feel a little strange about it. And vice versa, I would certainly feel strange going out with somebody that I knew was formerly with someone else that I know. You know what I mean?
That would be, I would never do that. I would never want to be with somebody who I knew was with someone else.
I just feel like you're always thinking of that person when you're with their old person, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It would be very, very awkward. But if that works for them, then good for them. I think it's strange, but good for them.
I think Gwyneth, that's probably why I started that whole Goop company, because Chris stinks, you know, he's got a real BO problem.
I spent about
a minute and a half with the man, and he had a BO problem. I'm telling you right here, right
not.
Now. So if he had a BO problem with me, he had a BO problem with Gwyneth and probably with Dakota. That's what I'm saying, okay?
She's got candles that smell like her stuff, so I mean...
Well, she does now, after being married 11 years to Chris Martin. She's like, you know, this whole place is going to smell like my parts, okay?
That's gross.
Number two... You heard about that Dune 2 popcorn bucket?
Yes. This specially shaped
that's right.
popcorn bucket.
It was supposed to be a sand trap or something,
right.
But people thought it looked like a sex toy for men, if you will.
Use your imagination.
One of those popcorn buckets is now at $800 on eBay. Most of them are running for about $100. It's kind of a movie novelty. But this one is running for $800. There are three bids on it. So this is a piece of movie history right here. How'd you like to have that? I hope it's not used, let me tell you. Hope it's not used.
Gross.
AMC was selling them for $24.99 the first weekend of Dune last weekend. And now they're a collector's
item.
Can't get them anymore. Hot.
Just not something I'd buy on eBay.
Hey,
I don't know.
Happy Valentine's Day. Look at this. It's the Dune 2 bucket from 2 years ago. I bought it for $800. How you doing?
That's not worth it. Okay.
Bonus story for you. Jim Parsons and Mayim Bialik will appear in the finale of... Young Sheldon. Now, they're both from Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Young Sheldon is about the character when he's a little boy.
Spin-off of it.
So I guess the finale jumps forward to present day, and you'll see the two of them again.
Okay.
The finale airs this coming Thursday on CBS after 10 seasons or something like that. And remember, Mayim was on Jeopardy, too, but she gave that up, and now Ken Jennings is doing the whole deal. So I guess it's...
She had nothing else going on.
Yeah, the answer is, what is? I got nothing else to do, so I need a check. So let's go ahead and... Let's go ahead and take this gig.
Why not?
Number one, Joe, you're going to like this. An ex-stripper who says she partied with Prince Harry in Las Vegas back in 2012. So she has got nude video and photos on her phone of him from this wild party they had in a Vegas suite.
Rut-row.
Yep.
When was that? When?
Rut-row, back in 2012. So this is pre-Meghan Markle, so he's fine.
Pre-Meghan Markle.
He's fine. But I'm sure Meghan won't be thrilled with the situation if there are, in fact, nude photos in someone else's phone. She's mad because she said their encounter was legendary, and she is not mentioned, the evening is not mentioned in his autobiography. Shocker. Shocker, he didn't write this down.
Why would his
wife is going to read it. I mean, shocker.
I mean, what did they... Now I want to know what they did that night that she felt like she deserved a chapter.
Cinnamon is very upset that Prince Harry did not include their romp.
No, I'm sorry. I missed it, though. I know you said it, but I wasn't listening.
Yeah.
Did she say... You say she was a hooker?
No.
Or a stripper?
No. She's just a stripper.
There's a big difference.
She's got naked photos of him,
she does not specify that the two of them were intimate. She just said she has pictures of naked.
Well, why would he be naked?
Because maybe it's a Vegas party and he's drunk and stupid.
He got naked?
Well, haven't you ever been to a party where someone starts running around naked just to be a fool? Sure.
No.
Oh, all right.
I mean, I have, but if I have been to a party like that.
Yeah, people sometimes just jump in the pool and act like fools.
But my guess is, if she has a photo where he's streaking, he probably wouldn't be that upset if it came out because he's having fun and streaking. Mm-hmm. My guess is it's not that type of photo.
Well, she has not been specific as to exactly, only that he's naked. That's all we know, that there was a party. It was in Vegas. She was there. She's a stripper. He was there. He was buff. That's what we know. So.
Huh.
Well...
He's already out of the royal family, so is it really that big of a deal at this point?
Your move, Fergie.
Does anybody really want to see that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Friday world famous celebrity birthday file. Friday world famous. Kat Von D is 42 today. She's the tattoo lady, right?
Yes.
James Vanderbeek, you remember him from Dawson's Creek?
Yeah, remember his cry face? It's all I can picture when I see him.
That's right.
His cry face.
Of course, he was a teenager on Dawson's Creek. He's 47.
Wow.
Freddie Prinze Jr., 48 today.
That's crazy.
Gary Newman, the guy that did that song, Cars, he's 66. Mickey Dolenz from the Monkees, 79 today.
Oh.
Susan Clark, she played the mom on Webster. You remember that show?
Oh, yeah.
81 today. And Joe's favorite Halloween costume, Alan Hale Jr., the skipper from Gilligan's Island. He was born this day of history back in 1921, but we lost him a long time ago. But happy birthday to the tip of the hat to the skipper. Today is National Retro Video Game Day. Hey, Mrs. Pac-Man, how you doing? It's also Be Nasty Day.
Be Nasty.
And not only is it Women's History Month, today is International Women's Day.
Oh, so that's very fun.
Very nice.
On Be Nasty Day.
That's right. Women just like the stripper that's got nude photos of Prince Harry on her phone.
Be nasty.
Be nasty.
Why is that a day?
It's Be Nasty Day. Be nasty.
What does that mean?
Maybe it's not a sexy thing. Maybe it's be nasty, like just someone says.
Mean.
Yeah, maybe it's be mean.
Be
someone holds the door
someone?
And you're like, get out of my way, fatty. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's be mean day.
I'm only doing it because it's Be Nasty Day.
Yeah, that's right.
I really like this.
Hey, how are you today? I'm better than your face. Sorry. I'm sorry. It's Be Nasty Day. I'm sorry.
All right. Let's look it up and see what it says.
Be Nasty.
Be Nasty Day and have focus on celebrating, promoting, raising awareness to his accomplishment. Blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta click on Yahoo now. Usually it just gives you a ba 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 ba. It's a tongue-in-cheek nod, embarrassing assertiveness, confidence, and a touch of sass.
Mm.
Be nasty.
So you can take it either way.
Joe, you still use Yahoo to search?
No, it just came up on Yahoo. That's why I said I gotta click on the Yahoo to get this.
I didn't know people used Yahoo to search.
I had seen Yahoo in 10 years, but I just, you know, there it was.
It was under Be Nasty Day.
And I'll bet you've got mail. I'll bet you've got mail. Oh, by the way.
You know what? That's not my fault that I've got mail, by the way.
No,
It was Verizon, and they sent it over to AOL, so that's why.
Can I just briefly also mention, happy 32nd birthday to Beavis and Butthead. They debuted this day 32 years ago on MTV.
Oh, God bless America.
Beavis.
That was the beginning of the end, in my view, by the way. When Beavis and Butthead premiered, that was the beginning of the end.
Of American society?
Of society in general, sure. Not just ours.
Yeah.
Everybody's.
Yeah.
You keep me from my bunghole.
Once that started, that was it. It's all over.
Yeah. And then I got this show. So, you know, it's been a steady decline.
Yeah.
Fancy.
Some big kudos out to United Airlines. Yesterday, in celebration of Women's History Month, they got an all-female crew. The pilot, the co-pilot,
all the
flight attendants, all the people doing, you know, the guys with those neon cones and flying the plane again. Everybody for this flight that went from Newark yesterday to Sarasota Airport, which, by the way, is just a delightful little airport there in Florida.
Yeah.
All women.
Unknown almost.
All women in celebration of Women's History Month. There's a not the first time it's ever happened, but it is a rare occurrence that absolutely everybody involved in getting the airplane out of Newark is a female, and they did it yesterday. Isn't that cool?
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Okay, I like good. It.
I'm surprised Kermit wasn't on that flight somehow. Hey, ladies. Hey.
He didn't know.
Yeah, well, if he knew.
He was unaware. Plus, he'd have to spend the money to go.
Right.
This might actually be more up his alley. Big news this morning. You thought all the news was about the State of the Union when it comes to politics? Nope. Out in the first in New York, George Santos. He's back, baby. Santos yesterday announced that he's running for in the primary for the Republican nomination once again this September out in the New York one. Right in the middle of all of his trials and all the other stuff he's got going on. Nice
he was at the State of the Union yesterday.
Was he there,
apparently,
too?
Apparently, he wasn't thrown out. There are different levels of getting thrown out, apparently, of Congress, and he was thrown out at the lowest level.
Uh-huh.
Oh. So he hasn't banned for life, so he can still go to the State of the Union.
Well, that's good to know.
He was in there.
He's like that guy at the cocktail party, and people start talking, going, can you believe he showed up? Like, oh, man.
Jeez, is that Santos over there?
I'm back.
I love it. I just love it.
What a goon. All right, this is good.
Oh, listen, yeah, no doubt. But listen, it's just hilarious.
You're going to like this. Harrison Ford. You know who I'm talking
about.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Harrison Ford was interviewed this week about that 1923 show. I guess he's working on a new season of that. He's he's got the other one with the guy from How I Met Your Mother, where he plays a psychiatrist.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
He says that recently he had something strange happen. He's now 82 years old. He's going to be 82 this year. Went in for a colonoscopy, and he said they put the put the little headphones on you to relax you and that sort of thing.
Yes.
And he said he asked for classical music, and lo and behold, what comes up while he's going to get the colonoscopy done? The Indiana Jones theme.
Hilarious.
He said, I love playing the role because, you know, I made another movie last year, but I'm just so...
He's probably done with that.
How awkward.
He said, this song just follows me everywhere I go. I'm getting a colonoscopy. What?
I mean, you know they did that on purpose, obviously.
You think so? That's what I'm wondering. You think they did it on purpose?
Why would they play that while you're getting a colonoscopy? That is not relaxing at all.
They did that. I got a great Harrison Ford story.
Oh, yeah?
So we were out in Queens visiting the sports radio station that used to inhabit out there.
Yeah, sure.
And we were there, and we go to have lunch with all the big mucky mucks at the Fan. So we're sitting there and we look over and the general sales manager was sitting in the middle of the restaurant. We didn't realize that Harrison Ford and Raul, what was his name? Raul, he passed away.
Raul Julia?
Anyway.
The guy from the Addams Family? Yeah. All right.
No, not that Raul.
All right.
No. But anyway, they were filming a movie out there and they were sitting at the exact same angle that the sales guys were, but way back in the corner, right? Uh-huh. So my buddy got Ray of Metro Traffic. He said, we'd like to buy them lunch. Okay, no problem. Everything's going good. Ba-ba-ba. I look over and I see that the people that we were supposed to buy the lunch for are taking their credit cards out. And I said, Joe, they got their credit cards out. So he brings the waiter over to Jude. He says, yeah, we took care of it. Don't worry about it. So now as I'm watching the table that we thought we bought lunch for, up pops Harrison Ford and his group, and they start to walk out of the restaurant. And he's making direct eye contact with me. And I'm like,
oh, my God.
What the? So he comes up and he stops at the table. And in his Harrison Ford voice says, which one of you gentlemen is our benefactor?
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, my God.
You bought lunch for Indiana Jones. How about that? Pretty good.
Oh, my God.
We didn't mean to. They screwed up and they figured we were buying lunch for Harrison Ford.
Wow.
So he comes over and he talks with us for about a good 5 minutes, and he gave us a phone number for his agent to get pictures and all that kind of stuff. So we called that number, and bam, about a week and a half later, we get all this box of stuff for the movie. What was that movie? It was the one where the wife ended up killing the guy with the hammer.
Witness? Is that what it was?
Oh,
maybe Witness. Yeah. Maybe.
That's got to be a long time
ago. What Lies Beneath?
I don't know.
He was in that one too.
No, it was.
Was it George Santos? Was he in it?
No. But it was a really good movie. But that was
Presumed
that
Innocent.
Was oh yeah, Presumed
yes,
Innocent.
That's it.
Yes,
presumed
of course.
Innocent.
Yeah, that was a big
that's
movie.
It.
How do we not think of that?
And what was the guy's name?
Oh God,
it's in there.
Raul Julia.
That's what I said. Yeah, Raul Julia. He's
I
the guy.
Think
was,
he was in the Addams Family.
Yeah, he played Gomez. That. Yeah, that was right around the same time. Yeah.
Well, anyway, so he comes over. So the two of them are standing there at our table, and here's these four radio professionals. Going,
oh yeah.
Oh my God.
That's a big movie studio out there in Queens where they used to do the sports thing. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Spending time with Joe at lunch is probably like having a colonoscopy with the Indiana Jones theme playing.
Ba, 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 ba.
Happy National Cereal Day. Enjoy a big bowl of Fruity Pebbles, Cap'n Crunch, Cocoa Puffs, Honey Smacks, Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops, Trix, or Lucky Charms today.
Warning, may contain processed corn refined wheat rice and oats added sugar and high fructose corn syrup. Be aware of low nutritional value. May be linked to health risks such as weight gain, heart disease, depression, tooth decay, high blood pressure, brain fog, liver damage, osteoporosis, and even sugar addiction.
Of course, you already knew all that. So wake up and help yourself to another bowl and enjoy your National Cereal Day.
The Freakout is next to officially start the weekend across New Jersey and beyond.
It's He Said,
She Said
on Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
And powered by Dr. Anthony Lombardi's new Lips and IVs, brand new health and wellness center. Make your appointment today at 732-838-9449. We were in there yesterday. We'll get you filled in on that. It was a good day. Pretty good. Well, it was a mixed bag, I guess, to be honest with you. But it was a pretty good day.
It was a good day.
Yeah, it could have been better. I don't know. But... nothing wrong with the play. Just me. This is my feeling because I'm
fine.
I'm putting pressure on myself, of course. But okay. we'll get into that in a minute. And thank you, Hollywood Anthony, as always, for presenting here. What is the most expensive? I think it's Hollywood. What's the most expensive thing that you've ever broken? Now, maybe it was something of yours. Maybe you're somewhere. Most expensive thing that you've ever broken. Now, the first thing that comes to mind for me, and you will remember this. We were doing the show together, but we weren't yet living together. And I had stopped at the supermarket. I come home, and I had a little garage. You know, one of those garages where just the car fits, nothing else. You know, like a small little garage, and the door is right there. And I opened the trunk, and I don't know, I kind of just tripped a little bit, and I dropped the bag, and I bought myself a nice bottle, like a $50 bottle.
Yeah.
I literally teared up. I was so depressed, both because I blew $50 and because I was so looking forward to this bottle on a Friday night after a long week, you know? So that, to me, that might not be the most expensive. I think it might be the most expensive thing.
You broke your cell phone once when you got really angry and threw it.
Yeah.
That was pretty expensive.
You know what? I stand by that, though. That was a miserable day. There was nothing to do except break that damn phone.
Yeah, that's fair. I do recall that day. We've talked about that day. And I remember seeing your garage with the big red ring.
Yeah, the stain was there. The stain was there to add insult to injury to remind me for all time that I lost that beautiful bottle of expensive wine.
I do remember that.
What a depressing event in my life.
The most expensive thing I've ever broken was probably a car.
Hmm. Sure. That's a good answer.
It wasn't a crash or anything, though. This is when I was about 17, and I had it was an older car, and I had to put windshield wiper fluid in, and all of the markings under the hood were kind of gone because it was like a 1997 car or something.
Right, because you're 28.
That's right. I'm 28, so it was an older car.
You just started to drive a few years ago.
Correct. Yeah. And I accidentally put the windshield wiper fluid where the oil goes.
Yeah, that's a
problem. I just didn't know. I knew that I had to take the top off. Thankfully, the car had cooled off because now I know at this point if you take the oil cap off when the engine's hot, you can die. But
I don't know if you can die.
Well, but I mean, it can explode in your face. No,
I mean,
really
come on.
Bad.
I think you can burn your fingers, maybe.
It can be bad. But so I put an entire bottle of windshield wiper fluid where the oil goes. And I went to leave and start the car, and it did run for a minute or two, but then it started to putter, and then the car just stopped and started smoking everywhere. It was horrible, so I had to get the car towed. Thankfully, I was able to get the engine flushed out, but I had to have the whole engine flushed out.
Well, you're lucky you didn't blow it out, blow out the transmission or something.
I am lucky. Because if I had just turned on the car, I think, and not started to drive, and if I was just heating, you know, if I was warming up the car, it may have ran through there a little longer.
Sure.
But the engine just started smoking everywhere. I mean, I'm like a half a block away from my house, and I was like, oh my God, I thought my car was going to catch on fire.
I Love Lucy episode.
It was
Lucy, what am I going to do with you? What you do to the engine?
Yeah. So I really learned my lessons. And after that, I actually went out and learned about how to work a car and how to fix things in a car because I was so freaked out that I had done that. It was actually a really good lesson, but it cost a lot of money.
Well, listen, I'll tell you what, you are actually very handy now, both with cars and otherwise.
And that is why, though, because after that happened, I felt so stupid that I did that. And my mom made me pay for it out of my pocket. She was like, you're paying for this, that I knew I would never do it again. And now I can change the oil. I've done a few things with the car.
A couple of things. First of all, I give you great kudos, great credit that, you know, as a kid, you don't know anything, and then you learn, and then you never make the mistake again. But on the other hand, your mom shouldn't have, it's not your fault. You're a kid. What do you know? I give you credit for even attempting to change the windshield wiper fluid on your own.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of people would have gone to their uncle or something, so good for you.
I thought I knew what I was doing. I clearly didn't.
But you never make that mistake again.
I never, ever made that mistake
again. So you've grown and matured, unlike the rest of us. Most expensive thing that you've ever broken. What is it? That's your He Said.
She Said.
732-774-4444. Call us, text us, get us on Facebook. Oh, Nelly. Look at this.
Friday.
Yeah.
Thank God it's
Friday. God, baby.
Thank God it's Friday night, and I just got paid.
Gonna drink some green beer. Grinning from ear to ear.
Ooh, yeah.
Leprechaun inflatable on your front lawn. All brains and no brawn. They out of trouble this weekend. Doing a little parade action in OC. Find a bathroom because you know you're going to need to pee after a couple of minutes. A little advice, a little friendly advice. But the one thing is for certain, the weekend is here. And you only get one weekend. Only one F-R-I-D-A-Y. Take full use of that. Relax, refresh, rejuvenate. Breathe in, breathe out. Man, an exhale, inhale feels so good. Look, that boss man clear, square, straight in the eye and say, hey, watch me, watch Bespoke. I'm gone. I'm blowing this here popsicle stand. Can't stop me now. I am ready to let it all hang loose. Like a goose. Every single day, baby. I am working here no more. Hit that cowbell, please. This here is the world famous, often imitated, never duplicated, highly outrageous, never ever contagious, best we ever done did it, got away with it. Finally, Friday, freak out on the radio. One thing left to do, that's pucker up and kiss the wig goodbye.
Everyone's watching.
I'm ready for you now.
See what you will do. Everyone's looking.
Nut Hut Broadcast Facilities here along West Bangs Avenue, Neptune, New Jersey, USA, planet Earth. This year is world famous Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. Finally, Friday, freak out spectacular on the radio.
It's Friday.
Work is done.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
It is Friday, right?
We're just started.
I just started working.
Thank God it's Friday.
Wow. How original.
I've never heard that one before.
What a fine day.
It's almost the weekend.
Let's get it started. In here.
It's showtime, baby.
Yeah, you know it. Friday, 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 Friday. Freakouts on Robbie and Rochelle, Boss Big Show 1071. The Boss mentions that guy's birthday today. Gary Newman is 66 cars. Kind of looks like Vidal Sassoon, doesn't he? The hairdressing guy, just looked him up. He's a little guy.
He's got nice hair.
Well, he should if he looks like Vidal Sassoon, right? There's a little one-hit wonder. That was his only song called Cars. Gary Anthony James Webb. Gary Newman.
Mm.
I don't know where he came up with that, but happy birthday, Gare. It's underway this morning. He said.
She said.
The most expensive thing you've ever broken. A couple of calls going here, but you can get through 732-774-4444. You can also text us or Facebook us. Same answer. Most expensive thing that you have ever broken.
Craig said a 1985 Buick Regal. It was in great condition, and I got it for $500 at a police auction with only 75,000 miles on it. Crashed it 2 weeks after I got it.
A Buick Regal is a fine automobile.
It is a big car.
Plush interior.
It must have been a really bad accident, too, because that thing's a tank. Like, you, yeah. I mean, you
get like 2 miles a gallon in that thing.
You had to hit something really hard to crash a Buick Regal.
Like Joe Nolan's head.
Yeah. 1113 said, when I was a teenager, I dropped a nickel into the escalator at the mall, and it landed perfectly into the groove, and it was rolling in place as the stairs folded at the bottom. I stood there watching it for a minute until it caught under the lip and folded on the steps, forcing it down with it. There was a loud thump, and then the escalator stopped moving with a green light underneath there. Yeah, you broke the escalator.
You know when you do something dumb with your buddies when you're a kid, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh no, and then you just run.
Yeah.
Just run. That's always the move when you're a kid.
It's hard when you're on an escalator, though, because you're going to have to run down the stairs and hope no one saw you.
Ugh. Bunch of hoodlums.
9010 said, my wrist and forearm medical bills topped $100,000.
Oh boy.
And Ray said, I tripped and fell over my wife's entire Precious Moments collection. That's not what you
ever living that down.
Never, ever, ever.
Going to get that guy insured like Jennifer Lopez's butt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Line two. Good morning. It's a boss.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
All right. You?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you.
Good. What do you got?
I have a little bit of a story.
Mm-hmm.
And the expensive item I broke as a kid.
Right.
My grandfather had this really nice old clock.
Oh, boy.
And I don't know how much it was worth, but I'm pretty sure it was expensive.
Now, are we talking like a grandfather clock? Are we talking a little cuckoo clock, like a little clock a wind up on the desk? What size are we talking about here?
Like, it was a medium-sized clock, like a wind-up clock.
Okay.
And it was a gift from the company he used to work for, Nestle.
Oh, boy.
And I somehow broke it. I don't remember how I did it, but I broke it. And my grandmother was so mad at me for that.
I'm sure she wasn't baking you cookies after that. So there you go. Most expensive thing you've ever broken. What was it? Phone lines open. Call us, text us, Facebook us. More of those coming up. I don't know why this made me laugh, but I just happened to see a little news alert. I subscribe to these things from the Google people.
Mm-hmm.
They send you their searches. So you want to take a guess the most search question for February? We just got all the data for February.
When is Valentine's Day?
Nope. What time's the Super Bowl?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, actually, when is Valentine's Day this year is number 16 on the list.
Also, same day every year.
When will
every year? It's the same day. What kind of morons?
Every year.
Who doesn't know when the Super Bowl is? 14th
every year.
Who doesn't know when the Super Bowl? When will AT&T be restored? That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And where's Kate Middleton?
Where is Kate Middleton? Did they put her?
That was pretty funny. A couple of other things to mention here before we wrap the program today. I don't want to forget. Joe will be out at Ocean County Parade tomorrow with the Boss Roadies. He'll be live on the air, too, with Ross after noon. So start to see side, and he'll be partying all day long. And then he's going down to the Crab's Claw, too. You know, a little pre-game at the or post-game at the Crab's
post-game.
Claw.
Post-game. Yeah, post-game. They have a big post-game party there.
So, aren't you doing something for tonight over there, too, and at the pregame?
Well, no, it's just prime rib night.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's prime rib night. It's big night,
you
too.
Haven't you had enough red meat for this week?
Jesus, I gotta mother tell you of God. Something. I don't know what they do to their prime. First of all, it's a seafood restaurant, so you wouldn't think that the beef would be any good, right?
Yeah.
Prime rib there, outstanding.
Interesting.
Really good. Really good. So we're going to be down there tonight, so I figured, you know what, I got a good shot at getting across the street because we're staying at our good friends at the Lamplight.
No, he's a big shout-out, yeah. They're going to need
We're
going to need a bunch of rooms out of them for the summer blast-off, that's for sure.
Exactly, so I'll be there and then walk across the street to the Claw. That's the other reason why we're staying at the Lamplight, so we can just walk across the street.
Yep. That's what you got to do. You're going to need the walk after all that prime rib.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good stuff.
And please take some. Michelle would like you to take some pictures in the parade. Michelle likes to do all the socials for people that can't make it out. So take some pictures and text them.
She yells at me all the time when I don't take pictures.
Yeah, please take some pictures.
No, I will.
Joe had the pork the other night as well. That's what I say
and
about
last the, night, too.
It was and last night, too.
Right? Last night, it was great.
We just got a text message a couple of minutes ago. Can you please, Rochelle, share that text message because it delighted me. We were spotted. I mentioned where we were. We were at Osteria in Marlboro, which is a fine Italian restaurant. And this is Joe and Marianne and Rochelle and I going to dinner. A rare weekday occurrence. And we got a text message from a listener who says what?
Wanted to know if it was you who she saw. And then
meaning me.
Meaning you, Robbie. And she said she saw you on your phone and she recognized the voice and she got a little starstruck when she saw you.
No, you said she fangirled a little bit.
She fangirled a little. That's what she said.
And you know who I was sitting there at the bar with? I was sitting there with Joe. And you know who wasn't recognized? Joe. So take that.
Well, I would bet that she probably saw me first and then heard your voice. So that's probably what happened.
Yeah,
she's just trying to suck up to you for some reason.
There's Joe Nolan. I wonder who that big galoot is. Is that Shrek? Who is that?
Stop it.
It's He Said.
She Said.
On Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
Proudly powered by, presented by Dr. Anthony Lombardi's new Health and Wellness Center. That's Lips and IVs in Marlboro. Make your appointment today, 732-838-9449. We're talking about little mishaps in life. The most expensive thing that you have ever broken, hopefully on accident, more than a mishap. I mean, I guess it could be a real crisis. Expensive thing you've broken.
0363 said, the most expensive thing I ever broke was when I was a teenager. I had gone to the mall and went to a jewelry store, and I picked up a pretty figurine by the base to see the price. It was not attached to the base, it fell on the glass counter. It didn't break the counter, thank goodness, but the figurine was $300.
I love antiquing. I'm not a flea market person, really, but I like antiquing.
Yes.
Especially for little tchotchkes, you know, like pop culture stuff. Mm-hmm. I have a rule for myself, which is don't touch it unless you're going to buy it. Because you just never know, and those people will absolutely make you pay full price. Macy's, if you break a lamp, they're probably good. It's okay. Clean up on aisle four.
Right.
But you go in an antique store, you're paying for it. You know what I'm saying? Yep.
Joanne said, I broke my boyfriend's back window in his pickup. I was driving a four-wheeler into the bed, and he said to pull it up a little bit. And when I hit the throttle, it jumped and smashed the window. But I told him I'd pay him back because it was the first time I ever drove a four-wheeler. Because the first time he ever drove a four-wheeler, he crashed it into a tree.
I know that. I've never driven one, but I'm sure that would happen to me. They look like a lot of fun.
They are fun.
You hit that throttle too hard, I'm sure.
Careful. Yeah. Brandon said, when I was in seventh grade, I was hanging out at my buddy's house for a birthday. We were getting into a Nerf gun fight. In the midst of running around, I broke a lamp. I later found out it was an antique and cost around $2,000.
Well, you're never being invited over again. You're excommunicated for sure.
Casey said, oh my gosh, I was working at a hospital cleaning the cardiac cath lab, and I accidentally broke a Philips touchscreen that was about 70 inches and cost at least a couple $100,000.
They must have insurance for that sort of thing, though, don't you think? In a hospital,
I'm sure they have insurance. I mean, you have to, but still, can you imagine your stomach will just drop out of you.
I thought you were going to say like a tray of, you know, blood samples or something, some biohazard. Thank God. Give me one more.
Michael said, I was drunk in New York City and fell and broke my Movado watch. It was $850 and another $350 to fix.
Oh, man, I've broken a watch. That's real depressing.
Yeah, it's not fun.
All right, let's grab a, we got a line hanging here.
Hi, the most expensive thing I ever broke was a store window.
A store window?
Oh, no.
How did that happen?
Well, I leaned my bicycle against it, and it fell into it, and it shattered it.
Oh, boy.
Big window.
Did you run like hell, or did you fess up, or what'd you do?
I had to fess up. I was caught.
Oh, no.
Caught red-handed.
Red-handed.
Wow.
I was young. I was a teenager.
I'm sure Mom and Dad were just thrilled about that, huh?
Oh, no.
No, they kept me. It was okay.
At least Mom and Dad didn't throw you out. You got that going for you. Most expensive thing you've ever broken. We'll keep that going on the Facebook page and on the Text Connect even after the show. You can always talk to us, 732-774-4444. Good one today. All right, fire up the thing. Let's look for the word of the day. Movie guy Red Pepper, our Mr. Movie Voice, per for Oscar week. Get the guy with the big voice, goes, in a world, rated PG-13, parental guidance suggested, starts Thursday. We got Red, and he does some of the stuff for us here at the radio station. We decided it'd be fun to have him say some goofy words. So if you have yesterday's word of the day, I'm looking for you now at 732-774-4444. Today we have a Robbie and Michelle in the Morning coffee thermos for you. If you have yesterday's word of the day, Red, give us a Friday word headed into this Oscar weekend.
I'm Red Pepper with the word of the day on Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning. Do I really have to do this?
Yeah.
Are you paying me? You're not even paying me.
I don't know, Chris.
Okay, let's do this. I'm Red Pepper with the word of the day on Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning. Bumbershoot. That is disgusting.
Yeah.
Stop that. Bumbershoot. What the hell is bumbershoot?
I don't know.
Bumbershoot.
There it is, your final for the week. Bumbershoot, the word of the day for Friday. If you have yesterday's word, we'll pick you up. We'll get you a Robbie and Michelle Morning Coffee Thermos now.
Now, here's the biggest sports news of the whole entire day. Jake Paul will fight senior citizen, I'm sorry, 30 years his senior, Mike Tyson, live on Netflix in July.
Hey.
Tyson hasn't had a pro boxing match in 19 years.
Hey, man.
I'm Kermit with the sports page on Robbie and Michelle in the Morning, 107.1 The Boss.
Hey, that's Kermit. That's me, Mike Tyson. That's not nice. I'm no senior citizen. I'll punch your lights out, man. That's not nice. You named after a frog? Come on now, man.
Oh, my God.
Mike Tyson?
I do that all day. You're going to have to stop me.
Please stop.
Mike Tyson.
No, you can stop.
By the way, Captain Rich just checked in. He said, who's he fighting? RuPaul? No.
Not RuPaul.
It's not RuPaul, but that would be a good fight. And yeah. I feel like RuPaul might win that
Are
fight.
Are you kidding?
As
Absolutely.
A matter of fact. I want to say congratulations to Charlene Shaw. She had Red Pepper Movie Voice, his word of the day. Word of the day was sozzled yesterday. She knew it.
Sozzled.
She's listening in Freehold, and she got herself that Boss coffee thermos. So nice job out of you. We are Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning. Dr. Anthony Lombardi proudly sponsors our He Said, She Said every single day. Yep. And here's a brand new health and wellness center we've been telling you about. That would be Lipson IVs in Marlboro, right there off of 18 on South Main Street. Lipson IVs about everything for health and wellness. Of course, he is the number one injectionist, has been for a couple of decades now. No big deal across the great Garden State. But this is more than just the Botox and the fillers, including weight loss. And we're talking about a big amount of weight, maybe like me. Well, maybe semi-glutides are right for you with fat burner and vitamins as well, nutrition plans. I am down 15 pounds in total. Almost.
It's amazing.
Thank you.
Round of applause for that.
Well, all right, go ahead. Let's
Round of applause. I mean, we're talking 3 weeks. That's 5 pounds a week. That's a big deal.
Not bad at all. Yeah.
Do you know how long it takes me to lose 15 pounds?
It was like 15.6.
Okay.
It was almost 16,
all
to be honest
right.
with you, which I'm very proud of. But anyway, I didn't do anything. It's because this thing really works.
Yes.
And, you know, you're not as hungry. And so you start saying, you know, I'm not going to have another helping. And it kind of changes the way you think about food. So
yes.
you end up eating less. And it really does work. So like I say, everything for health and wellness.
Yeah. And they have a different plan for everyone. So maybe you do have a lot of weight to lose and the semi-glutides are the program for you. But maybe you're just looking, you know, to get down 5-10 pounds. They also have a program for you. My favorite part of going into Lipson IV, other than feeling like a superstar when you walk in, just because it is absolutely gorgeous when you walk in, is asking them questions. Because they really know what they're talking about. If you have a question about Botox, they can tell you all the different formulas, where you're going to put it, what it's going to do. If you have a question about weight loss, if you have a question about your facials or the IV treatments, everyone knows what they're talking about in there and they know what they're doing. And it makes me feel really comfortable to go in and feel like I have somebody who's trained on what they're doing and they're going to do it right.
Yeah, Meredith is doing my weight loss plan. She's fantastic. She's awesome. Yeah, I mean, Anthony's the best that there is, but a great staff of people. We wouldn't say it if we didn't mean it. It's true. So make your appointment today with Dr. Anthony Lombardi at his new Lips and IV, 732-838-9449. That's 732-838-9449 right there in Marlboro, online.
Lipsandivs.com.